Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity, as you know, to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today, Thursday, the 10th of July, the day after the 30-day pause, the reciprocal tariff 90-day pause that was put in place after a pretty significant reversal on April the 9th. With these reciprocal tariffs coming in with full effect in the morning, and then by the evening time, they were completely reversed and pushed, postponed for 90 days. Now, we've been discussing an awful lot, I suppose, the impact that these markets are likely to have if tariffs get rolled out, and we've pretty much seen how bad this could be, you know, if you look at the price action the early part of April, where markets took a deep dive to the downside. And we've got this issue now where we're still seeing tariffs being implemented with a high degree of force. A lot of tariffs are coming into effect on the 1st of April, around the 20-25% level, which is a sizable increase, with Brazil coming in at 50%, again, sizable increase. And you've got these copper tariffs at 50%, which is causing chaos in some of the metal markets. And copper's really, really a significant metal in so many different ways for industry in the US. So, it suggests, you know, kind of higher prices coming down the tracks if you're paying a lot more for the input costs to produce the products that you need to produce in the US. It only really ends up with the consumer paying more. So, and then you've got the threat of 200% tariffs on pharmaceuticals. So we've got, you know, a high degree of escalation, but what we haven't seen is any real reaction and follow through from the markets themselves, which is quite surprising. We're not really seeing markets move at all, really in line with our expectations, and that's unfortunately where things sit currently. Now, we're still in a few trades. We had a bit of an aggressive spike yesterday in financial markets for a relatively short period. We'll have a look at these markets now, technically, in a little bit more detail in just a couple of minutes. So let's get in. We'll look at some of the surprising news events that occurred yesterday, and we'll see how these markets react and see where the opportunities may lie. So we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade, along with trade psychology. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency, accuracy with the levels that we trade, discipline with our capital, and of course, be patient. And one of the other things as well is when we trade, to try and at least have a bit of clarity in what we're doing, and be deliberate, as we refer to it as. You know, we want to trade these markets for certain reasons. And when you get dynamics like we're currently experiencing, which is low volume, low volatility, we had a bit of a spike yesterday in volatility trying to shake out these markets, but not really good valid reasons for that upward volatility. So let's, with these tariffs coming in, so we'd expect probably a little bit more volatility in the opposite direction, and we're not really getting that. We've now got NVIDIA crossing the $4 trillion mark, with its share price rallying yesterday yet again. So let's have a look at these news events first before we have a look at the charts. So we were talking yesterday that there's a couple of sort of quite interesting little news events here yesterday evening and afternoon. So we start with crude oil inventories. We're expecting a negative number, minus 1.7 million barrels. And we saw a really sizable inventory number. Now it's red because it signifies perhaps oversupply, which is what the markets were a little bit concerned about going into the OPEC meeting at the weekend, that there might be a massive oversupply. And crude oil inventory suggests that that's potentially the case. So we really would have expected oil prices to drop. We didn't get it. So that's one expectation that we have. And then the 10-year bond auction. So I've got the 10-year here currently up on the screen. So yesterday we were above the 440 level. We're up here, 441. And now we're at the 434. So at the point of this 10-year bond auction, you can see that the rates are coming down ever so slightly, and the demand has kind of gone up from 2.5 to 2.6. So, you know, that's certainly a bit of a move in the right direction. So, you know, it would be supportive of lowering bond yields and lowering costs and less fear and anxiety and a little bit more, bit more of a move in the right direction as opposed to a move in the wrong direction. And then we've got FOMC meeting minutes. Beauty about Forex calendars, you can get a little bit more news. Most Fed officials see rate cuts coming, but opinions vary wildly on how many minutes show. And this is the real key. We've been anticipating that the Fed are probably likely to stay slightly more higher for longer, because of the threat of this inflation dynamic. And that's the way things have kind of played out, obviously to Donald Trump's dislike. But the Fed are kind of saying, look, we can't really drop rates unless we know what the tariff story is. Now, the tariff story is becoming a little bit clearer in some areas. We want to see where we're at with the big trading partners. I'm sure there'll be a series of further announcements for this 1st of August, you know, deadline. Our implementation, should we say. So they keep pushing the deadline away, away, away. And there's an interesting theory yesterday. It was after our broadcast yesterday. It's quite an interesting theory around, you know, if you're wondering why Donald Trump and the US administration have this this threat with very little behind it, but the words are quite strong and the threatening is quite strong. And what it does to the consumer is it kind of forces their hand to front load. So to actually, if they know that these tariffs are going to go up, it puts consumers under pressure to purchase. So what you see is kind of elevated activity playing out, which is underpinning, I suppose, some of the additional positivity that's out there. So it's kind of ignoring the implementation and just saying just the threat of it is quite useful for productivity and for consumers to, it's like as if they're being forced into to continue sort of the purchasing. So just an interesting angle, because you know, we're often sort of scratching our heads in terms of, you know, what's the strategy behind this sort of chaos. We're assuming there is a strategy. Now it might very well may prove that there's no such strategy of any kind, but the threat of the tariff seems to be encouraging more activity, let's say, than less activity. So, you know, will we get to August 1st, and will it get pushed down the tracks another 3 months, 90 days, 100 days, or whatever? We just have to wait and see. I mean, it's so difficult to double guess. The only bit of news we have today now is unemployment claims. And we're going to start hearing from a few central bankers. And we've got the 30-year bond auction, which will be really quite interesting. Again, we look at the interest rate and then the demand for that government bond. And will we see the interest rate come down slightly and the demand increase? That's what the markets would be looking to see. And then there's nothing of any major interest. So it's really a bit more of a focus around these tariffs, all of these commodity tariffs as well around steel, aluminium and copper, and what that's likely to do to these markets. So, right, we're not particularly enjoying these markets as they currently stand. We would have expected crude oil to sell off quite aggressively, and it hasn't. So even the markets that we would have expected some significant reversal in fortunes and price action off the back of US crude oil inventories, we didn't really see any real market response there whatsoever. So we're still trading around the 200 daily period moving average, and it looks like we're really struggling to break above it. Now, we want to be, again, with these tariff concerns, we still have our bias, and we can maintain that slightly downward bias still in these markets, believe it or not, even though the NASDAQ, we had that really violent spike, and I think it was connected with the copper tariff announcement, but that should be broadly bad news in our opinion, rather than a really sizable spike to the upside. Maybe it's a bit of stop loss chasing of sorts. So you've gone from the lows yesterday to the highs now. So we're running into these resistance now in markets like gold. You can see the pattern, the highs and lows. We're now up at the highs, so maybe there's an opportunity for some weakness if we get another round of dollar weakness, and it's not looking hugely positive that we will. So we've got these descending triangles, just got the arrows in there just to demonstrate that we've been in a really strong uptrend, and we are a little bit more medium term. We're a little bit more bullish the euro dollar and the pound dollar, but we can look for some continuation and roll over to the downside. You can see the last 2 days I've really achieved very, very little. So we can stay in it. What we will probably be doing now is we've given it plenty, plenty room to perform for us, and it hasn't done so. So we would now want to sort of try to mitigate risk maybe on the euro dollar and the pound dollar, and not really have any uncomfortable exposure in those trades, just mitigate risk. And if they reverse, then we'll get out of the trades. Might take a small loss on each, but nothing significant. And we live to fight another day. So look, we've given it every opportunity to break these lows from Tuesday's lows, and it's not really been able to do so. So it's a bit of a kind of a bland market dynamic. So we're still looking for, will we still get some weakness in the indices? We're going to get more trade tariff announcements. We've now got a W formation to the upside, which is quite bullish. It's just not particularly in line with our expectations, that bullish move. So, and Mag 7s are just flying. Well, we've sort of separated them really between the Mag 3s and the Fantastic 4s. So seven companies in total are performing really well, but three of them are exceptional. We're seeing some exceptional performance. And this is all just prior to Q2 earnings dropping. So, yeah, not the clarity, not the volatility, not the volume that we would probably expect. But it is what these markets are doing. That's so what our approach is going to be, and I'm just going to sort of leave you on this really, is that we can still continue to stick with our overall bias, weakness in the indices, a dollar strength trade, and a bit of a rally in US oil. So we absolutely can continue with that particular bias. However, we're not going to give them much room to move against us. So that's probably the best we can do really now at this stage, is say, right, well, we've given these markets long enough. We've tried to be really, really patient. And I suppose, when will the markets begin to price in a lot of this bad news around this tariff dynamic, which is really not good? It's not good at all, but it's not really showing up in the numbers just yet. It's not really having a massive impact just yet. And we're still probably we're still within that window of, we mentioned a few days ago that it can take on average around 92 days from increase in prices, as in these tariff increases, before you start seeing it on the shelves. So that brings us to pretty much now, as in today, when those tariffs came in on the 9th of April. The 92-day period, the 90-day was up yesterday. So this is 91. So tomorrow is 92 days. So I guess what we're saying is, are we going to start seeing these prices show signs of increase over the next few weeks? Are we coming to the end of this little positive window? That would be, and it obviously depends on more of these tariffs coming in and how aggressive they happen to be. So we'll do some analysis on that tariff dynamic that's coming out, and looking at the countries that have these new tariffs in place that are being implemented on the 1st of April versus perhaps what tariff was pinned on them back in on April the 9th. So we'll do some interesting comparisons. We don't really like gold. Don't really have an opportunity in gold. So short-term risk-off market conditions due to broad-based uncertainty around Trump tariff policy. Yeah, that's really the sort of the major driver. Fed sort of higher for longer dynamics is probably in there as well. So further indice weakness short term, further dollar strength short term. Instead of sort of a continuation or a further outlook, we'll just switch it to potential. We're just keeping our options open, but maybe we will get paid on the trade at some point, but really, we would have liked to have seen some kind of move between now and when we enter those markets. So, it's one of those trading weeks. It's not particularly straightforward. There's a distinct lack of clarity. And as we always make a reference to, you know, we have an expectation for these markets. And if the markets move in line with our expectations, then we're quite happy to be really quite active. And when they're not, when they don't move in line with our expectations, we're not anxious to be too aggressive with these markets. So actually, really, a little bit more patience is required. And these markets they've got low volume. There's kind of low volatility outside of that sort of hour of activity yesterday. It's pretty subdued. If we look at these macro markets, and a bit of softening in the bond yields as well. So yeah, just uncertainties playing out in real time. So yeah, let's see what the next catalyst is. Not particularly too sure. And the reason for the risk-off trade is we expect the Fed to be slightly higher for longer. Even if they cut 25 basis points or 50, now that only brings things down to 4%. We're still really, really high. You know, Trump wants, you know, these interest rates down at 1%, 1.5, 2%, and that's absolutely off the table for now. We've got really high employment numbers. And although that's counterintuitive, that seems like good news. More people have jobs. Wages are still pretty strong. It leans into that inflation dynamic. And that's what's likely to cause the weakness in the indices. It's likely to cause a bit of a hawkish Fed. And then Trump coming in with all of his tariffs only creates more uncertainty, more issues. Now, markets seem to be ignoring things to a large degree, which is, again, not quite in line with our expectations, but that seems to be what's happening. And we're looking for a short-term move still in the dollar. It's not guaranteed that we'll see that. And we're looking for bond yields to actually continue to make progress. Now, these trades were fully intact and in play up until yesterday, then started to roll back over, weakness in the dollar, weakness in US bond yields. And we've seen a bit of a rally in markets like gold. So a bit of a potential turnaround and a strange price action really in US oil. So that's really all we have for you. It's just trying to give you the context, I guess, behind these markets kind of as we see them. And these are markets that we just have to trade. And really, we're kind of more in the patient camp. But really, we're going to start becoming a little bit more impatient with the trades that we're currently in. We've given them loads and loads of time. They've not really done an awful lot. So all we're going to start doing now is just protecting capital. And if they make moves in line with our expectations, then great, we'll make some money off them. And if they don't, then we'll be looking to get out of them a little bit more quicker than perhaps if we've just got into those trades. So we've been in them for a few days now. So that's pretty much where we're at. So listen, on that note, guys, we'll let you go. The trade plan's posted there into the chat box. Those of you that are joining us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time. So we hope you can join us for that. So listen, on that note, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks for joining us as always, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.